The root of adverse circumstances in which we find ourselves is that we are bound, we accept, we rely on, and we are governed by external things with which we find ourselves confronted on a daily basis. Trouble at work makes us anxious, sometimes depressed. Unexpected bills that are coming due with an insufficiency in our bank account at the current moment will cause us anxiety, as well as, I dare say, depression, and sometimes it heightens our fears and our insecurities. Also, we find ourselves trapped. We begin to decide that we are no longer happy in our current home. We no longer like the car that we drive, or the clothes that we wear, or even how we look. We may even begin to express some dismay with that person that we have chosen to be married. Indeed, we are trapped at this juncture by thinking that our circumstances define us as well as confine us. And we frequently see no way out other than to try to change our circumstances. But that is a false way to go about things, because then all we are doing is creating additional circumstances that we will find unsatisfactory later on down the road. What we are really seeking is freedom. Freedom from being bound to what we see as external circumstances, as limiting and defining us. It is times like these that we reach to spiritual writers and to the Bible. H. Emily Cady begins her book, Lessons in Truth, with the first lesson entitled, Bondage or Liberty, Which? In that chapter, she comments on the loaves and fishes story from Matthew. She comments that we must learn to lose sight of results that are the loaves and fishes, and we must rather seek to be the truth consciously. That is, to be love, to be wisdom, to be life, and let the results take care of themselves. Isn't this what Paul was doing when he was on trial with the Romans after him? And if they were not done tormenting him, well, then the synagogue was ready to undertake the same thing. Why? Because Paul had the vision on the road to Damascus that there was more to life than another's means of worship, more to life than daily work and strife. Now, Paul was a tent maker. He had a trade. He had used that trade to support himself as he traveled around enforcing the laws of the Pharisees. But now he was using those talents for a better purpose. And that was to show others of his risen spiritual consciousness that freed him from a material way of life bound by the laws of the Pharisees or of the Romans. He and Peter had in fact gotten into it over whether or not those who were not born into Judaism could practice the way Jesus taught without being circumcised or keeping kosher dietary restrictions. Paul had become completely free from any type of rules or regulations that were human-made and imposed. Paul had been an excellent student. He knew three languages. He knew the Bible in both Greek and Hebrew, and in addition to being a scholar, he was a worldly wise man. He lived in a cosmopolitan area of Turkey, not unlike the very cosmopolitan area in which we find ourselves today. He could have enjoyed a wonderful material life. However, it was unsatisfactory. No longer could he torment those whom he found were following a different way of being. And in fact, he zealously joined them to the point where he became our next way shower beyond the master. When he faced down his accusers at trial, he was being the truth. He was not interested in effects or results, that is, loaves and fishes. He easily could have said the right things and gotten himself freed. But rather, he allowed truth to do the freeing work. Once we set about this new way of life, we find that we are then confronted with yet another set of difficulties. We can be on our way to work, even having some spiritual message playing in the CD player in the car. And won't you know it, but somebody will cut us off in traffic. Somebody will blow the horn at us, slighting us for not moving through the intersection the instant that the light turns green. Or we will arrive at work, and our boss will rebuke us. Our clients will criticize us. Our clients and bosses will overload us with demands and obligations that could not possibly be done by one individual within a set time frame. What do we do when confronted with that situation with our newfound spiritual awareness? Why, of course. It isn't practiced yet, so we become immediately resentful. We become critical. We begin to judge those others. But we do it out of a sense of self-protection. Now, you know, that runs against the great teaching of the Master. And that teaching is forgive, and it shall be forgiven unto you. We know even if things are going well, and we are not judging anybody critically for criticizing us, that we sometimes have a sense of schadenfreude, where we say, serves him right. And we know that we have not yet learned to forgive, and we know that we remain in bondage to effects rather than freed by spirit. And you know, we bind ourselves by our own very actions. We are our strong man. We are our own jailer. We have used the key that is in our pocket the whole time to lock us into the cell rather than freeing us. And all we must do is come to a realization. All we must do is realize that we consistently and always hold the key to our own freedom if we would but use it. And it is the using it part that is the difficulty, for it is hard to maintain a level of spiritual consciousness unless we practice it on a daily basis. There were a couple of problems that the Master had to confront at the time of his teachings that put him in direct conflict with the laws of the government, as well as the laws of the synagogues or the established church. The first example of this is the woman taken into adultery. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have cause to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, Where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? He said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And then Jesus says something very important immediately after this act of forgiveness that flies in the face of the rules and laws of both the government and the established church. And mark his words. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, by saying, I am the light of the world, Jesus is saying, this is the way in which you should behave and release yourself from human bondage. Now, this is contrary to the laws of society and of the church, if you think about it. Other humans have imposed laws on us claiming divinity or a higher source. And yet, is there any room for forgiveness or repentance? Yes, if we follow the way of I am, which allows us to look through the written law and ascertain and discern its purpose. And that purpose is to keep us all acting together properly, but not to condemn ourselves to eternal damnation. No, that is not it at all. Always remember that the law does not bind you, but it is there to serve you. In our own consciousness, the lesson is that we need not forever punish ourselves for some errant thought or transgression, but rather that we can forgive ourselves of that, and in forgiving, we forgive those around us, and that allows us to break free from the old ways of thinking that were holding us back. This does not give us license to do it again, for we are to go and sin no more, meaning that we can now continue on in this new way of life. Another example from the Master involves Jesus healing on the Sabbath. And as he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there came a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But now the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And the ruler said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. In our basic text, Divine Science, its principle and practice, our founders express it this way. Man has unknowingly made his own conditions of life and affairs. He is to work out his state of perfection, and this is done by recognition of his true self through right thinking and right speaking. The same order by which God is manifesting in existence must be maintained in man, thinking and solving the problems of life and in demonstrating his true freedom. The law of expression, fully understood, is of the greatest value to us. It is the way by which we have come forth, and we need to apply it for the purpose of realizing our true and harmonious relationship, not only with our source and cause, but with humanity. Our key to freeing us from the ties that bind is to realize that we are the individualized expression of God. We are the masters of our own dominion. We are both prisoner and jailer. We have the freedom at any time by changing our thought to release ourselves from the false imprisonment to causes, conditions, and effects. Because we are spiritual beings with creative powers, we have the ability to take any situation that is presently confronting us, change our reaction and attitudes toward it, and behold a new result. That new result will automatically arise. As Eric Butterworth said, when we pray, we are creating causes and conditions that make the result inevitable. Now, if we misuse this power, we are perfectly capable of creating causes and conditions that make an adverse result inevitable. I suppose it is trite to say, let's just stop doing that, or if we could, we certainly would. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. No, the difficulty lies in that we do not consistently practice operating from the risen consciousness. One day, about a month ago, and the sad truth is that it only happened on one day, but the good news is I can make every day just like that one day if I will simply put my lesson into practice. That day, upon awakening, I decided that I would embrace everything that happened. Even if initially I thought it was an adverse event, I would embrace it warmly and welcomely, insist that there was good within it, what appeared to be an adverse event, but that I was just simply unable to see it. Well, that day, wouldn't you know, that there were a number of adverse things that happened, and each time I said, I'm going to embrace this seeming adversity because there is good in there for me, and I ought to have it. And each time an adverse event occurred, I beheld it until I saw it turn into something unexpectedly good. The only way to bring this into existence on a consistent and reliable basis is to practice. We can start right now. We can make the decision that no matter what happens, there is good in it for us, and we ought to have it. We should welcome the seemingly adverse events as well as we welcome the seemingly good ones. Each of those events has the benefit of opportunity within it. As Napoleon Hill would say, opportunity has a sly way of making its appearance. It seldom comes in through the front door, dressed, pressed, and well-groomed. No, usually it comes in through the back, in old work clothes, with dirty hands, and an old toolbox. The opportunity exists, whether it shows up looking beautiful or looking grimy. Regardless of its appearance, it is opportunity nevertheless. Shall we come together now in a few moments of silent meditation, in an effort to make the lesson today practical? Let's close our eyes. Sit up straight. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly. Allow ourselves to become still. In the stillness, in the silence, we can see coming forth into expression the following thoughts. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Lord will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Lord, keep thee, will not slumber. Behold, he shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord within is thy keeper. The Lord within is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee. The sun shall not smite thee by day. The moon shall not smite thee by night. The Lord within shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord within shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him, so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.
Praise God in whom all being is. Praise him for word and form are his. Praise him, all ye his truth proclaim. Sing joyful praise unto his name.
Go in peace and have a blessed week.